Two opinionated women with strong views they aren't afraid to express chat loudly about current affairs, families, life, and everything else that's on their minds. Perry Wise Women, the podcast, is Kelly Finlayson and Jackie Matthews, laughing, sharing, and sometimes crying their way into listeners' hearts and minds. Join Kelly and Jackie and their occasional guests for a weekly escape from reality to their zany world on the Bellarine Peninsula in Victoria, Australia.
Hi, Jack. How you going?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Good. Just Sunday again. Here we are.
I know.
Having our coffee.
Morning this time.
Yeah. Yes. Which is good. Not whining it. We're coffeeing.
So what's been happening with you?
Well, I actually start a new job on Tuesday, which I am so looking forward to.
Exciting.
Yes. So Peace of Mind Foundation in Geelong, that they support brain cancer patients and their families. And I am going to be the events coordinator. So getting my teeth back into something that I love.
Perfect.
Yeah, 3 days a week.
So good.
I know. Perfect.
Yeah.
It's going to be good fun.
So it's going to be a new journey for you. It's
Absolutely.
How long has it been since you were working? Nearly a year.
Yeah, probably 11 months.
Yeah.
So it's nice this time to know that I'm going into a role that I'm going to grow from.
Yeah.
And the team are great. Small team.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yay. Yay. I am really looking forward to it.
Yes. Yeah. Cheers to you. Well done.
Thanks.
Yeah. So good. Yesterday I went to the art gallery in Geelong. What a beautiful, beautiful place. It's on the Ryrie Street entry. And yeah, at the moment they've got an exhibition to traditional landowners, which was lovely. But yeah, such a beautiful place. We have so many beautiful places.
Yeah, I have to check it out. I haven't been there since.
Well, now because your events.
I know.
So you have to learn all the new places.
Yes.
Because there's been so much happening. Yeah. And GPAC is like really, amazing.
Yeah, they totally revamped that place too, haven't they?
Gorgeous. So what are we going to talk about today?
Well, I thought we could start talking about it's really messing with my head that we have the gingham is back on the racks. It's really upsetting me but I'm just not understanding it. And, you know, probably within 6 months, Jackie, we'll sit here and you'll sit across from me wearing my pink gingham shirt. But until then.
You will, yes, totally.
Because I love a bit of fashion, but I've also had some faux pas, so many faux pas in the past.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God, like even with hair, like remember spiral perms?
Yeah, I had one.
And, oh, my God, and it just burnt your hair.
Well.
And it was just like, oh, my goodness, and they did those things so tight, those permy things. My goodness. Jackie's just showing me a photo of the hot rollers that our mums had, and I remember, oh, my goodness. Okay, I have a horror story. So my mum thought, and my older sister Cheryl, they thought that they could perm my hair when I was 7.
Oh, my goodness.
And I had short hair. So, oh, my God. So they, when it all it was finished and I looked like bloody freaking Shirley Temple. And, you know. Oh, my goodness. So then my brother was making me pose for photos with shovels and making me look like a little farmer chick.
Hilarious.
I know.
Yeah, this is the thing. So my mum, she used to get her hair permed when she was like a little girl. It's really bad.
Yeah, I know.
Like it's actually really bad. And, you know, thinking about like, well, what they didn't know then but what we know now. Like it's all of the chemicals.
Yes.
Well, I don't even think, well, actually I was talking to the hairdresser the other day and they don't even learn perming.
No, they don't even know.
They can choose it as an elective if they want, but yeah, they don't actually learn it as part of the syllabus.
The perming rods are gone.
So it's so out, isn't it? But I think I got my first perm. I probably would have been like 15 or 16.
Yeah, I might've been a bit older, but I remember my friend, she was a hairdresser, Michelle, I'll have to get her to listen to this episode because, oh my God. So she had, do you know where the Indian restaurant is in Ocean Grove on the bend there?
Yes.
So it used to be a hairdressing salon.
Okay.
And the lady who'd had it forever sold it, and Michelle's parents bought it for her.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what Michelle's, you know, that was her career move at that time, very young. And she would do our hair.
Oh, that's Izzy the dog.
That's Izzy. She doesn't like perming rods either. So Michelle would do, like there was a group of us that hung out, so that Michelle would, you know, cut our hair, colour our hair, perm our hair. One time she was perming my hair and we were drinking, and Michelle was probably drinking a lot more than me, and she forgot.
Got the hairdresser.
So part of my hair was all burnt off.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. Never let Michelle touch my hair again. And it's so, we laugh about it now.
Did it go in your scalp? Like, did it burn your scalp or just
little
your
bit,
hair?
Yeah, little yeah. bit. But it just, like, my hair just started coming out with the rod. And
oh, my goodness.
I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. Tragic. But, yeah, the perming was just, yeah, insane. And, I used to get it done all the time. But, yeah, I guess now, like, you think, well, do you straighten your hair? Do you use a straightener?
Sometimes.
Yeah, well, I do most most times when I wash my hair, I use a straightener.
Oh, I've got a new one. Did I show you my new? I got David bought me the Dyson.
Oh, is it good?
Holy crap. GHD, whatever, in the drawer.
Really?
Yeah. This is amazing.
I haven't had a new one for a long time. I'm kind of thinking maybe I need an update, but that's they do contradictory to what I just was about to say. Is that
a la natura?
Yeah, no, well, like a lot of people are going back to the curl. There's like a thing, there's a sort of a movement of like people, you know, not perm, no, but like people with sort of a natural wavy curly hair who have straightened their hair for years and now going back to like curling it. And
but there's also us with straight hair that are curling it with our straighteners.
Well, yeah, but my hair is kind of like if I wanted to scrunch it, like if it's wet, it goes a bit curly.
Mm.
I should really like embrace that. But anyway, speaking of 80s fashion, I was thinking of leg warmers.
But they were cool. Oh, my God.
I actually want them to come back.
I want them back. They were the best. They were, oh, my goodness, how many pairs did you have? Oh, I had.
I don't even know.
Oh, my goodness. My favourite were black and they had silver thread through it.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
I was rocking it, yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty groovy.
Yeah.
I can't even remember. Well, see, because I used to do aerobics.
Yeah.
And have the leggings with the G-string and leg warmers.
And leg warmers.
What the hell was that about? Why would you wear leg warmers to aerobics?
Because she did in flesh dance.
It was the, oh, right. Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Of course. Yeah.
And what about, do you remember the balloon skirts?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I actually don't even know if I had one of those.
I had,
I think I got something that was similar to but not exactly like a balloon skirt.
I'm going to try and find a photo because my friend Vicky and I, we nicked off on a bus to the Gold Coast one day.
Right, as you do.
And, you know, we told our parents we were going for a week, but they thought we were, like, leaving. It was the biggest drama. And we're like, well, we'll be back because we don't have any money.
Yeah. An adventure.
Oh, it was. And we went up there. And now that I look back, now that I've been back to the Gold Coast, I know that where we stayed wasn't actually a motel. It was I don't know, what do you call it? Like where
a hostel.
No, like where women would take men, like
a brothel.
Well, no, I don't know brothel as such. But Vicky and I, we clicked really quickly why there were all these bars on the doors and we had all these. Oh my God,
Kelly!
I know, but in our defence, our friends. So Joel, who was our friend, he stayed there with his mates. He never,
of course, he did.
Well. But years later when I caught up with Joel and we actually went out for a while, I talked to him about this and he was horrified because he didn't realise either. But we were all so young and dumb. which is so like Ocean Grove to the Gold Coast. Come on, let's just measure this up. But yeah, I'll have to find a photo because there is a photo of Vicky and I in our balloon skirts.
Nice.
Perms.
Mm-hmm.
Getting ready to hit the town on the Gold Coast. Yeah, I'm going to have to go through my photos because, yeah, I think we need to put up some old photos on our Perry Wise Women podcast.
Yeah, Jack. Well, so how old were you?
18.
Okay. Yeah, probably. Like, so.
Oh, no, 17. Yeah, because we were hoping that we'd never get asked for ID.
Oh, God. Jesus.
No.
I know. Well, last night I had the pleasure of having to drive out to Geelong to pick up the eldest because she couldn't get a cab or an Uber, apparently, even though I saw three cabs on the way in as it was cringingly driving.
But she had no money. You said before. That's why I don't.
Yes. Yes. Well, no, it was because, no, I said to her, because her Uber account wasn't working, the banking was down, blah, blah, blah. I said, get a cab. She said, there's no cabs in Geelong. I'm like, I'm pretty sure there's cabs. Anyway, I went and got her and, oh, my God, I got into town and it's just like kids, because they're kids, even though, well, most of them you would think would be 18 and
don't
plus.
Don't be old. Oh, my God, Jackie.
There were so many. And, like, Maccas.
Young adults, we'll call them.
Oh, my goodness.
You're sounding like a grandma.
Yeah, I was like a grandma. Like McCardles, you know.
Logic.
Like, you know, Jesus, look at all these kids. And I was thinking to myself, God, I did this till I was about 38, like go out to clubs because I was thinking of them all going to Macca's, and then I was reminiscing of me and a friend of mine. There was a thing once at Macca's that they had burgers with like you could choose a cheeseburger with as many patties as you wanted. Like,
oh, the triple cheese.
Yeah, but you could get more if you wanted, like 4 or 5. Oh, yeah, it was like some like crazy thing. And we went into Macca's after a big night and, yeah, both of us had these burgers with like so many meat patties. It's like so revolting. Apologies to all the vegans and vegetarians out there because it's so disgusting. I don't even like to eat the bloody burgers at the best of times.
Do you know, if I could have one, being celiac, obviously I can't. I crave a Macca's cheeseburger.
The sneaky cheeseburger.
Only because I can't have it.
Yeah.
And I try to replicate it here at home and it's just not the same.
Yeah. No, well, it's not because it's so artificial. And do you know, this is going off track, but apparently with the Macca's burgers, when they advertise them, they actually they're not even the real burger. They're like a plastic replica. So it looks, you know, because when you get it, it all just like falls apart. But on the picture, it's like the picture perfect burger. Anyway, we digress. So anyway, there's like so many kids out the front of Macca's and yeah, and I'm just watching them all and like looking at what they're all wearing and I'm thinking, oh, wow.
Were they wearing gingham?
No, I don't think I saw any gingham.
Oh, see, it's going to be a hit and miss, isn't it?
But since you did mention gingham, I have like seen gingham in a few windows. It's kind of the in thing.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever actually had anything that was gingham.
Really?
Yeah, no, I don't think I have. It's not really my deal. I did have years and years ago these beautiful like country road culottes, I think you call them, and they were kind of gingham but not really because they were sort of black and, yeah, it wasn't exactly gingham but it was sort of that look.
Mm.
But, yeah, no, I don't think I have. I'm not really a gingham person but I'm reckon you did.
Yeah, I did. I'm not doing it again though.
Mm.
I only had one and I think – and I, yeah, it was no colour because I didn't do colour. It was black.
Oh, yeah.
So I think I got a black and white one and it was, and I wore it with my shorts maybe.
Would you do bubblegum jeans again?
I don't think they'd make them in my size.
I had pink. Did you have hot pink?
Well,
I did love them. Yeah, because they were in all different colours, weren't they? No, yeah. I didn't actually. I think I wasn't allowed to wear them. I think my mum didn't allow it because they were kind of a bit slutty. Sorry that you're wearing all different colours.
Yeah, no, we all wore them.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know. My mum was like a
bit. But we wore big jumpers and stuff with them.
It's crazy. Not like we wore, yeah. I was more when it came to the jeans with the zip on the side.
Yeah, yeah.
The three sort of quarter. I had them in every colour. The pastels.
Yes, from clothes.
Yeah.
What was it? Clothes Machine.
I don't know. East Coast jeans. Remember East Coast?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it was the East Coast. Yeah, and I had those in all the different colours.
Yeah.
Was loving those. I'd love those to come back.
Yeah.
I love the knickerbocker.
I do have a pair of black three quarter with the little zip.
Mm.
And I bought those in Byron Bay, I believe, a couple of years ago.
Nice. Yeah. Retro.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I said, but we just wear what we want to wear now.
Well, not necessarily, because what I want to wear, I actually can't wear.
What do you mean?
Oh, well, with the, like, different shape. With the with the permanent, like, life ring that I have around my waist.
The menopausal edition.
It's like I'm just wearing a little, what do you call those things? Like a, like the swimming ring that goes around a baby, like that thing. Yeah, I've got one of those that just sits around my waist, like, permanently. Trying to get rid of it, but it's still there.
Yeah, I know.
And so now I'm like a real goer of the elastic waist jean.
Yes.
Because for comfort.
Oh, and they're easy.
Yeah. And Vine Apparel, they have amazing, yeah, and they're really cool. They've got like a bit of embroidery. So I just get them online. They actually do sell them at some shops, but I think with COVID they've struggled to get them in. And so I just found them online. So I got them in three different colours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love them and I wear them all the time, and then I'll just wear like tops that are a little bit more baggy. But yeah, I think that it's important to dress to your style, like your body shape.
Do you know,
you know, like I think that
you've got to roll with the changes.
Yeah,
because if you don't, it starts looking really awkward.
And it's also comfort.
Yep.
You know, like when I was younger, sometimes I'd wear things and I'd be like, oh, God, this is so uncomfortable. But you just wear it because you're like, beauty is pain. You just wear it anyway.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so I've never been like that.
Mm.
I've always been I just always was a T-shirt jean girl.
Mm.
Wasn't really big into skirts because see how I sit in the lotus
position? Yeah.
I have done that all my life.
Yeah. Yeah,
and with a skirt, I'd be like crossing my legs. I'd be trying to thinking, oh my god, I just really want to put my legs up on the couch. Yeah, no.
And heels, like I've been doing a bit of cleaning out. Because did I say I was watch The Minimalist? Have you seen that? Like, there's a documentary on Netflix called The Minimalist.
Yes.
Yeah. So I watched.
Yeah.
No, not the Marie.
Okay.
Not her. Whatever condo woman. No, yeah. No. It's these two guys, and they interview like a whole bunch of different people, and I really love that whole downsizing.
Yep.
And I reckon that, like, with when you get to this stage of life, that you just have the things that you really want, you know, like you just, and the things you really use.
Yep.
So mum's getting rid of things and she's cleaning out. My mum's got so much stuff, and so she messaged me the other day, which is what I just showed you before on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
The hot rollers. So those hot rollers, I had them. Well, she would have had them when she was a kid, probably. Yeah. We haven't used them for like,
they're antiques.
100 years. Mm-hmm. Got to get rid of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like before, like 40 years later.
Yeah.
Like this, and so I've been like, I was looking at my cupboard. So
I've been and asked, did your mum have the hairdryer thing
the diffuser?
No, dried your hair like when you had your curlers in, and it. The hose stuck into the thing, and then the other side of the hose.
I don't went know into whether the, we like, were that
shower cap thing.
No. Well, they're hot electric rollers.
Yeah, no, we had that too.
Mm.
I'm trying to think.
I don't know. I think she used to do the rags.
Oh yeah.
You know, tie our hair in rags.
Yes, that we had.
God knows. Yeah. I don't even know how that worked. So I cleaned out my bathroom cupboard the other day and I was like really ruthless. I have so many products. And so I just like got rid of all of the things that like the half empty bottles of things that I don't use, that I haven't used for ages. I still have some, you know, stuff. I like products. But yeah, I had a massive clean out, got a whole sort of tub. Just that's just out of my little ensuite bathroom. a whole bucket of stuff and out the door, get rid of it. Now I'm looking at my ensuite. I have like so much stuff up there. And I was looking the other day and I was like, there's stilettos that like I haven't worn for at least 12 years.
And you've still got them.
Yeah. And I think, could I even actually wear them now? Like, I don't think they could hold me now. Like, I don't actually know. Like, how does that even work?
Do you know, I've cleaned out my wardrobe.
Yes.
I'm selling it all on eBay.
Yeah.
I think unless you get to it first. But I'm selling it, and if it doesn't sell, it goes to the op shop.
Yeah, like I'm like, wow, look at, like I could see them, and I haven't even got the ladder and got up there yet. But I was like, wow, look at them. Like, we're not like hoarders to the point of like the hoarding shows, you know, but we have been conditioned because of my probably great grandma, my nana, my mum, and then us, and now my kids, to just keep so much stuff.
Mm.
So I've actually like passed it down to my kids of the keeping of things. On this minimalist show, this woman was on and she says she has like a 30-30 rule or something, 33 rule. And so for 3 months, you just use 30 of your items.
Yeah.
That includes shoes, jewelry, clothes.
Okay.
So you pull out 30 things and you just wear them and see how it goes. And I'm like,
Oh, I couldn't plan that ahead. No.
Interesting.
It goes on my mood of what I'm going to wear every day. What colour.
No, because the thing is you pull out things that then you would be able to mix and match.
Mm.
Well, you think if you were going away for 3 months, what would you take?
Well, not a lot because I buy new when I go.
Oh, see, that's the thing. You're a consumer.
I know.
Yeah, see, I'm trying not to consume either.
Okay. All right. We're not consuming.
So I'm like, reevaluate
our wardrobes and, 30.
And then what's old is new. That's the whole point as well.
Can I take it on as a challenge?
Yeah, let's do a challenge.
Let's do it because this is going to be hard for me.
Yes, I think it's a good challenge.
All right. What do I get?
Do we do 3 months though? Like it's a bit of a hard challenge.
Let's do 3 days.
No, 3 days. Or maybe we could do 3 weeks.
Okay.
Maybe you can say 3 weeks.
Oh, my gosh. I'm starting to hyperventilate already. Okay. So how many things? Three weeks.
3 weeks.
Yeah.
And 30 items. We can make our own rules.
Okay.
Now, 30 items. Okay, so I said this to one of Summer's friends and she was freaking out. She likes, you know, jewelry. She's got like 5 or 6 chains on her already, like, you know, and she's like, well, there's 5.
Just so now I've only got
25. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, yeah, true. So I'm thinking.
Jewelry and shoes not included.
Oh, that's a bit naughty. Oh, so just 30 items of clothing.
Yeah.
All right. We'll do that. Okay. 30 items of clothing. I think I'm going to try to do shoes as well. I'm going to
try. All right. Yeah. Shoes or not?
Well, yeah, because you think runners. Boots, and then it like a heel or a work shoe, like whatever you wear to work.
How many shoes do you own?
Oh God, I wouldn't even be able to count.
No,
I probably own 30 pairs of boots.
Yeah, so 31. And,
well, not really. I probably don't own 30 pairs of boots, but I probably would definitely have. Well, you know, including thongs, sandals, slippers. Runners, I probably do have like, well, at least 30 pairs of shoes.
Oh, easy. Because I've got in my wardrobe and then I've got over there, I've got all the ones still in their boxes. And then under my bed, I've got 2 drawers full.
Yeah. Like, do we really need all that stuff? This is the thing when you think about cutting back.
I have cleaned out.
Anyway, well, that's a good challenge. Okay. 30.
Include shoes.
Pieces of clothing.
What day are we starting? I'm not even looking forward to this.
I know.
And Perry's to ask you to join us on this challenge. So we will put something up onto the Facebook page and I will tag everyone I can because we need support here. We can't do this on our own.
And this hasn't been, we didn't even plan this. I'm just like throwing it out there.
See how she just pushes me into a corner and I have no way out. 30 items of clothing.
It's a great, great start. Cleansing. It's a good cleansing and it's a good way to realize how much we like consume that we don't actually need. Because without getting like fully into, you know.
So it's not like 30 pairs of pants. No, not like.
No. 30 things altogether. So you've got to like think about it too, because you've got to think,
including my shoes.
Yeah. So you've got to think, all right, well, what can we mix and match here? Because do you know what? Well, this is the thing. That lady that did this.
Not
this
including
thing,
beach time. Wetsuits and stuff.
Well, yeah, no,
not
that's,
included.
No, okay, fair enough. She was surprised how she did it and then all of the other stuff she didn't really need. You know, this is the thing. So this is how, you know, like some people like to, and I'd love to hear people's ideas of how they like declutter, because everybody has their own kind of things, because let's face it, we all like consume too much and then we think, well, we've got to clear out. Some people do the coat hanger trick, you know, so they like put their coat hangers around the wrong way, and so then if that hasn't been worn in 3 months or 6 months, then they throw it out.
But you know what? I tried that and then I mess with my own head and I just turn the hanger and go, oh, I'll just pretend I wore it.
You can't just lie to yourself.
But I do, because I'm too, yes, I can.
Because you're so cling to that thing. Yeah. And you know what? I guess if you really want that thing, well, then you just keep it.
Clothes have memories.
But this is the thing.
Like you've worn that, say you've worn that top with those pants and you just felt amazing, but you haven't worn it again.
And will you?
Possibly.
Okay.
I've still got clothes in my wardrobe with their tags on them.
Mm.
Or did I take them off? Because my husband made a comment. May have.
I feel as though, yeah, do we really need so much stuff? Because I find that I pretty much wear the same things over and over anyway.
Yeah, I do too. These pants I wear nearly every day.
Yeah, if you just wear the same things over and over, and maybe don't include gym gear.
Yeah, no, because...
Well, because you're kind of, like with menopause, when you're doing exercise, you sort of need to have fresh gym gear.
Okay, thanks for that.
For various reasons.
Okay, moving on, Perry's. Moving on.
I went to the gym yesterday morning and I've been running around the oval, which has been great, and it's actually, like, really good for everything, like, there's kind of no consequences of running. Like, it's fine. And yesterday I was at the gym and I was like, felt really good. It was hard at first, but then I was like, you know what? I've got an extra like 10 minutes. I'm going to go on the treadmill and run, because now I can run on the oval. I think I'll run on the treadmill. Because, you see those people at the gym and they're just like running and you're like, wow, like they're fit. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to go do that. So then I get on the treadmill and I start running and I'm like, oh, this is probably not a good idea.
A bit of a different run,
yeah. I'm like, this is must be a bit hard on the body, hurting the body, probably wetting my pants. I think I better get off the treadmill and go home. Lucky I wear black leggings. I don't try to be like, but I'm like, no. I can't do it. I think it was because it's such a hard surface.
Yeah, right.
And then, I don't know, maybe also because... I don't know what the reasons are. Maybe because I'm menopausal and I've had 5 babies and, you know, these things just come when they need to come. But, yeah, well, running around the oval has been good. So, anyway, gym gear.
Okay, no, out.
We'll,
all right.
Keep the gym gear
okay,
out.
Not gym gear. And what's the other one?
Not swimmers. So, yeah, that's all fine.
Not swimmers, yeah.
And we can just see how we go. I think it's
a
good...
Yeah, all right.
I think it's a good task.
Okay. Go through your wardrobes. And pick your 30 favourite things, your 30 favourite outfits. No, I'm not allowed to do that.
Well, not even
30 things that you can mix and match and that you feel hot in, and, you know, and just always make sure you include that special strumpet dress.
And then at the end, well, we can just see, like, you might be like, it might actually, like, change your mindset, or you might be like, fuck that. I actually need 100 clothes.
Yeah, I think I do.
Because this is the thing. This is the goal. Is to be like, okay, so in my cupboard I only have 5 pairs of shoes.
How many pairs of
jeans? Five pairs of jeans. Well, now I have five because I actually got rid of my jeans.
Five?
Yes. Well, because I've told you I'm not like the elastic waisted. So I've got my black, navy, stony wash, and then I have two pairs of stony wash because I've got like I bought an extra pair because I'm like I really love them. So that's four. And then I have a pair of white jeans which don't fit me yet. Well, they did fit me once, but now they don't. But I'm like, oh, I really like them. I'll just keep them just in case. Yeah, so I have five pairs of jeans. I threw out three pairs. Well, not threw out, but I donated three pairs the other day.
I need to go through my jeans.
So I was like, yep, they're out. Those three pairs, even when they fit me, but I don't really like them. They don't really, you know, I'm not vibing when I wear them. I'm like, no, I feel a bit daggy getting rid of them. I've done the jeans, did them the other day.
Okay. Alrighty-o.
So reduce.
All right. Reduce.
Reduction is the key. Okay.
This is tough. Like, for how long do I have to do this for? 3 weeks.
Yeah, we're doing it 3 weeks.
21 days, no longer.
Yeah, 21 days.
Okay, 21.
Well, that's a good, because they say 21 days, that's when you break a habit. I don't think that's ever worked for me, but anyway, we'll try.
Okay.
And we'll see how we go.
All right. Done.
That's it. I think we should finish it there because otherwise I'll make you do something else crazy.
God, yeah, I'm out of here because, oh, my goodness. Okay. She's going to make me start selling everything in my wardrobe. Okay.
That's it. Okay, done.
Done.
Thanks. Cool. Bye, Perries.
Ciao, Perries.
Thank you for listening to the Perrywise Women podcast. Jackie and Kelly would love for you to join their collection. Go to their Facebook page, Perrywise Women, and join the group. Let them know who you are, what topics you'd like them to discuss, and anything else that's on your mind.